This is In Focus, the weekly public affairs program from KTBB and the Team Sports Radio, featuring members of the local community working to make East Texas a better place.
Good morning, everybody. Good to have you with us here on In Focus. I'm Roger Gray, and I wanted to talk to these folks for a while. If you recall, the Literacy Council of Tyler, that's what it was originally, right?
Yes.
Yeah. That voice, that disembodied voice you hear is Abby Floyd. She's Director of Development and Communications.
Yes.
Good morning. Good to have you with us.
Good morning. Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
Appreciate you being here. As I said, the old Literacy Council is now PAVE, and that is stands for?
Pathways for Adults Via Education. We did this rebrand about a year ago just because we felt like Literacy Council, that's what we started as, just working with basic literacy.
Right.
But that was in 1990. Since then, we have grown so much and we offer so many different programs now. We just felt like it didn't capture everything that we did.
As a man of a certain age, when you say 1990 that way, like it's, you know, just after the Civil War or something, you know. That was yesterday for me. Anyway, and the rebrand encompasses a lot of the things you do now. If you had to give kind of an overall description, tell us what PAVE is about.
Yes. So we help adults go back and receive their education. We believe that education unlocks potential. A lot of adults here in East Texas, sadly, have not had access to the education that they need. So we're there to help them and give them that hand. We've got a bunch of programs now from when we once were. We've got our main one, I'd say, is probably our GED program, which helps adults go back and get their GEDs, high school diplomas. And then another main one would be our ESL classes, English Language Services. And that just helps non-English speakers learn English.
Kind of going back to the origins, I gather the folks that put together the Literacy Council saw a problem, saw a need out there. You know, I guess we tend to think, oh, come on, everybody can read, everybody can do that, you know. Not necessarily the case.
Agreed.
How big is the problem, I guess, is where I'm leading with that.
Oh, it's pretty large. What we started as was just mainly adult basic literacy, and that itself is just native English speakers who read or write at or below a fifth grade level.
Okay.
And this organization was started because that need was so high. And with that, we've just grown. 61% of adults here in Smith County do read and write below an eighth grade level.
Really?
Mm-hmm. 61%? 61%. And then 28% in Smith County read and write below a fifth grade level, and that's that basic literacy.
Okay. And these are adults.
These are adults.
Yeah. I'm thinking back. An incident has always stuck in my mind because we don't think about that as being an issue. I recall being in a grocery store and picking out some ice cream. And a very nice older lady held up a carton and said, "Now, am I right? That's chocolate, right?" And I said, yeah, it's chocolate. And as she walked away, I realized she couldn't read it.
Wow.
She had to go by the picture on the carton. So it might surprise a lot of folks how large the problem can be.
Yeah, and that's why we're here, to mend that gap and help out those individuals.
You serve, according to what I'm reading, what, like 2,100 adults?
Correct. Last year.
Every year?
Because we're in six different counties. We're not just in Smith County.
Right.
So.
Let's run down the list of services. Let's talk about GED prep.
Okay.
If you just, for one reason or another, you dropped out, you never finished high school, maybe you never got a chance to go, but you want to get it at the very least your GED. Tell us how it works.
Yeah, so you would basically just go online or call. We would put you in a class. We do an evaluation first, though, just to kind of see where you're at. We don't want to immediately just put you in one of the most intense math classes. So we do an evaluation.
Good, good. Don't do that for me either. And I went to college. So.
To see where you're at. And then based off of that, we're issuing classes. And that's a good thing that we have. We have so many volunteers who help with those adults that need one-on-one, that are struggling a little bit more. Mm-hmm. These volunteers will do tutoring with them, and they get that one-on-one personal training.
So you have the actual classes there? Mm-hmm. At the facility?
Yes. We don't own any of our properties. We're all renting. Yeah. And we have a lot of partnerships. So one of our main ones here in Tyler is going to be for the GED. It's First Christian Church.
Okay.
On Broadway in the Loop.
Very familiar.
One with the bells.
Yeah.
And then our other one for our English language services, that one is at First Presbyterian Church.
Okay. And people come just like they're going to school, I gather.
Just like they're going to school. And we really tailor it towards their needs. If they are struggling, we're not going to put them in for 1 year and then, okay, you're done. Mm-hmm. As long as they need help, we're going to continue to help.
Who teaches the classes?
Our staff. We have 50 staff members. A lot of them are like retired teachers. Mm-hmm. Just anybody who's willing to help.
Okay. Okay. And has at least the knowledge to help, one presumes.
Yeah. Yes.
Because teaching is sadly underappreciated.
It is.
But you have a lot of retired. So this is a great volunteer project if you are a retired educator.
Yes, definitely. Especially math. If you were a math teacher, we'll take you.
Please.
Please.
Help. I do any of the GED students, do you find some of them like what they're learning and want to move on?
Yes. For example, we did have this one student. Her name was Emma, and she originally came to us just specifically for English language services. Mm-hmm. She just needed to improve her English. And then once she finished those courses, she realized, you know, I don't have my GED. I might as well just do that. Mm-hmm. She was already kind of in that studying mode.
Okay.
So then she had the option actually of taking the GED test in English or Spanish. Mm-hmm. And it would have been way easier for her to take it in Spanish,
sure,
in her original language.
Sure.
But she went ahead and said, I need to practice even more. So she took it in English and passed.
Good. Good.
And then she's just one of our special students. She then went on to do one of our career pathways, which is another program we have.
Right.
And that's one where we partner with TJC West, and they offer specific skills classes, whether that be business entrepreneurship, medical assistant phlebotomy, different ones like that.
Yeah.
And this girl, Emma, she did phlebotomy and business entrepreneurship.
Oh.
So she's...
Maybe she'll open her own clinic one day.
There you go. She does a gift wrapping services.
Okay.
So she's been thinking about opening her own business doing that.
That's terrific. Well, and let's be honest. There are times a young person particularly will find, you know, I never thought about it, but they like, once they start studying, learning, improving, and all of that, they like it.
Yeah.
This feels good. I want to do more. Any of them ever go to college? Do you get some?
Yes.
Well, obviously, Emma is over at TJC, but...
yes. We actually have a very, very high success rate. So actually, 9 out of 10 of our adult students either obtain a job, get a promotion at work, or begin college within a year of completing one of our programs.
That's terrific. Tell me about the... we'll move on from GED. Tell me about the adult basic education.
The basic literacy?
Yeah, I am... I know. I was that was yeah. What was on the website? Adult basic education.
Yeah, so that's mainly what we started with.
Mm-hmm.
That was the core foundation of the Literacy Council.
Right.
And like I said, that need is still very high. That's the 28% here in Smith County. But with that, that's mainly just that one-on-one tutoring, sitting down in the classroom and just talking with someone.
So that's not really. Like a big class, or is it?
It can be in a GED class, but it's mainly just kind of that one-on-one time.
To improve their reading skills, the basic math skills they're going to need.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I need to get my 28-year-old daughter, who did go to college, into that.
Oh, no.
Yeah, she can't write a check, yeah.
Oh, see, we do have classes kind of like that as well. Like
kind of adulting, yes.
Yes, how to adult.
Um, So 28% of the people in our area could benefit from this adult basic education. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. And I know you also do college prep. I asked about college earlier. You can get them ready?
Yes. We have different classes where you can practice interview skills. You can practice writing your resume. Mm-hmm. Everything that college needs. It's scary applying for college and having to fill out all those forms. We will help you prepare for that. Hold your hand during that entire thing.
And I assume you have some, young people particularly that have gone on.
Yes. I feel like a lot of the students actually now, I mean, we serve adults, but a lot of them are younger adults because when COVID happened, having to work online and do school online, it just wasn't worth it for some people. They worked instead. They had to do other things. So we do have younger ages coming back and they have so much potential.
It was a tough time. I have to tell you, I was a TV news director during that period, and I ran a TV news department from my study. We were all at home. All of my reporters were at home. They had their cars and their cameras. We did everything on Zoom. It was a weird time, but I'm guessing even weirder to try to get your education.
Yes, definitely. I wasn't with PAVE quite yet, but I've heard the classes were on Zoom.
Yeah.
It was hard.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Well, and you missed something. Let's be honest. I know that even in a work atmosphere like a newsroom, you miss the collegiality. You miss interacting, bouncing ideas off each other, which kids also get in school, in class. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Having that bravery to hit the unmute button on Zoom, that's a big step. I didn't do it sometimes. I was too scared.
So the college prep can get them ready for college. You say interviewing and writing, putting a resume together and all of that.
Yep. Even sometimes touring colleges.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have groups go and tour UT Tyler, TJC.
Right.
Help you out.
The ones in our area, certainly. Mm-hmm. Anyway, yeah. You're not going to take them out to Texas Tech. Yeah. And a lot of these kids make it through?
Yes. Like that success rate, they do it.
Okay. There are also specific, we talked about Emma earlier, and it sounds like she wanted to improve her English. What about people who need English, like, from the get-go? I know you have English classes.
Yes. That one, actually, the stat that we have for that one is as Texas as a whole.
Mm-hmm.
And that one is that 40% of Texas residents, so that's approximately 6.5 million adults, speak a primary language other than English at home.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that's one of the bigger ones. But yes, those classes, I actually got to sit in one of those classes and just the English language is so hard. You don't really realize it until you're trying to learn it or teach it. And our teachers do so good at it. One of the things that the teacher did was he was talking about like transactions, like the cash register, handling money.
Right.
And when I heard that one, I was like, oh, that's easy, handling money.
One, two, three. Four.
Yeah. And then he was like, does everybody get that? And everyone shook their heads.
Mm-hmm.
And then he went over and he picked up his backpack by the handle.
Uh-huh.
He said, what is this? And they're like, oh, that's a handle. It's a different type than handling money.
Yeah.
So different. Yeah. And then, of course, he went over to the doorknob. Door handle. Just so many different things I wouldn't even consider.
Well, and there's so many weirdnesses. I go through the door, but I'm going to I threw the ball.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So for these adults to go back and want to learn English, that's a huge step. Even just applying to do it is such a step of bravery.
Well, it moves your boundaries out once you can at least become functional in English if you're new to the country. This is a weird time, let's be honest, for non-English speakers. Has that impacted you guys? I know it impacted me. I lost my yard guy. But he's sort of laying low. But has that impacted some of the folks needing your help?
I feel like it's honestly encouraged. We've had a lot of, I mean, basically all of our programs mm-hmm. kind of have backlists, waiting lists, people waiting to get in. And for our GED classes, we have re-enrollment either every week or every 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So we're constantly enrolling more and more adults. So I don't think it's holding anybody back.
Really?
Anything,
okay.
It's wanting to do it more.
So maybe they see this as a way to avoid a lot of the things they're seeing on TV and
a
so forth.
To yeah. It, yeah.
And let's be honest. Most of the people, if we're truly honest with ourselves, most people come here the correct way or maybe the incorrect way, but they come here to have a better life,
mm-hmm.
to work. To raise a family, to be a part of a community.
Exactly. And that student, Emma, that I was talking about, mm-hmm. we did a little segment on her in a little video, and I got to know her even more.
Yeah.
And she said the same thing. She said she moved to the States, I want to say it was after ninth grade.
Okay.
And she said her life was just, she was just living the life. She wasn't really doing anything. She
right.
was just kind of, she had a family to take care of, so she was mainly just staying at home. And she just wasn't really living, she felt yeah. like. So then that's when she decided, you know what, I'll just start and do my yeah. learn English. And then whenever she was learning English at the time, mm-hmm. Spanish GED wasn't an option yet, taking
right.
the test. So that wasn't even in her mind yet. But then once she took those English classes and she yeah. realized, wait, I can do this. That's when she was like, okay, maybe... why don't I go ahead and mm-hmm. do the GED? And then she did that. And then why don't I go ahead and do these college courses? And it's just that courage. And she just kept building it up and feeling more and more confident about herself.
Well, yeah, like we said earlier, people find out things probably about themselves they didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I'm pretty good at this.
Yes.
I didn't think I didn't think I was this sharp. I'm good at math. Yeah, that sort of thing. Yeah.
Exactly.
And if you're just sitting around, what the heck? I can do that in the country where I came from. You know, let's take advantage of this place.
Mm-hmm.
You know, let's make it happen. You offer, I know, we don't want to call it, well, career training. Why don't we call it that? Yeah. Medical, technical, mechanical. Tell us about those programs.
Yes. So those programs, like I said, we partner with TJC West.
Mm-hmm.
It's over at the West campus. And they go into, it's not our own individual classes that we hold mm-hmm. for them. They actually join that program itself and are with other students.
I have a friend who teaches auto technicians over
right.
there. Yeah.
Cool. I don't think we have that option available yet, but that...
it pays well.
It'll be interesting.
It pays very well.
A lot of our students mainly go into the medical fields
mm-hmm.
just because it's such a high need right now.
Yeah. When we get the jobs numbers every month, it's one of the areas. Things ebb and flow, construction, agriculture. Medical is always hiring.
Always. And yeah. especially, we just had a board meeting and we had one of our students come and talk. Her name was Kendall, and she recently went through our phlebotomy program.
Mm-hmm.
And she just...
for folks that don't know, that's blood, taking
yes,
blood,
yes,
right?
Yes, drawing blood.
Yeah.
And she said, it was so good. She said, they say, I don't remember what the little saying was, but it's you're not really working if you love what you're doing.
Yeah.
And she said, I don't work at all then. She loves what she's doing.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I was like, that is such a cool thing.
And segment. Somebody who's good at a blood draw is worth their weight in gold, believe me.
It's true.
We've all had enough bad needle jabs, you know,
bruises
to draw some blood. that's one of the programs they can go into.
Yes.
What are some of the technical? Do you get into, like, computers and that sort of thing?
I'm actually not quite sure about that. I know it's only specific ones, mainly medical and business.
Oh, okay.
I know there's also one with education, like preschool teacher.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's very neat.
I know there's mechanical certifications, it says, you
yes.
know, so.
Yeah. Mainly with those, it's just kind of whatever classes TJC is offering.
Whatever TJC offers, yeah.
Put them in that class.
Because if they wanted to become like an AC tech or as I said, an auto tech,
mm-hmm.
that's all stuff that TJC handles over there.
Correct,
yeah.
correct. And I know there is also an HVAC program that's very good.
That would be the mechanical, yeah. And they can get their professional certifications
mm-hmm.
through you guys
mm-hmm.
and or
free.
TJC.
Completely free of charge.
It's free?
It's free.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
all these programs that we've listed completely free.
Okay. That is, how do you do that? I guess that leads me to the logical question. Yes. Where does the money
come from?
Because nobody teaches. Well, volunteers teach for free, but TJC doesn't. Yeah.
Yes. Almost, I'd say 50-50 right now. We're looking at private fundraising.
Mm-hmm.
A great, great nonprofit support system here in East Texas.
Okay.
And then another one would just be the federal grants.
Mm-hmm.
But those are on hold right now.
Yeah, they're we're seeing limitations there now.
Correct.
Yeah.
So we're really pushing for that private fundraising. But we're confident that Tyler will pull through. We're not worried.
I have heard from other organizations we've talked to at this table that this is an area that can be very generous with nonprofits.
Definitely. You know? We're partnered with United Ways of Smith County, and they're basically like an umbrella for a bunch of nonprofits.
Sure.
And I know they'll protect us. I know the Junior League of Tyler. There's so many, the Women's Fund. We have so many different organizations that their purpose is to help nonprofits in East Texas.
Yeah. How did you get involved in this? What drew you to PAVE?
I've always just had a place in my heart for nonprofits. I grew up here in Tyler, and my first interaction with nonprofits was at the school I went to in high school. After school, we had a special needs program.
Okay.
And we would work with special needs adults.
Oh.
And that's when I first learned. I was like, what is this organization?
Mm-hmm.
And then I started learning about nonprofits and just kind of dipping my toe into it.
Right.
And then my senior year of college, I got an internship with Habitat for Humanity. And
I talked to them just the other day.
Oh, yeah. There you go. And with them, I learned even more. I also got to help plan one of their events.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when I was like, this is something I'm truly passionate about, helping, being in the community.
Mm-hmm.
And then this job became available, and it was the perfect fit.
Well, you and Jimmy Carter, you both did it. Yeah.
Thanks.
So how long have you been with PAVE? Just out of curiosity.
I've only been with PAVE for about 4 months.
Oh, okay.
I'm still pretty new.
Well, you're doing fine.
Thank
you're
you. Thank
fine.
You. That's why I brought my notes with me.
I understand. Well, so did I. You offer some basic literacy over there. I know that looking at it on the website, family literacy, workplace literacy, and what's dual enrollment? Is that for multiple kids or?
Dual enrollment, that's basically for the students that kind of want to hurry up and I want to get this done.
Yeah.
And they can take two classes at the same time.
Oh, okay.
So basically, if they want to do their GED while doing their English language services,
okay,
they can do that at the same time.
Okay. Do you have people that come in, basically, barely speaking English at all, and finish as being pretty functional in the language?
Yes. All right. That.
Do you see that transformation?
Yes, all the time. One of the ones I was talking about, Emma, she came in barely speaking.
Yeah.
And now we've done so much with her. We just had our annual spelling bee this past month, and she went up and she spoke in front of hundreds. That was probably 500 people.
Yeah.
She spoke in front of all of them, and then she's spoken at our board meetings. She works at Susan Robinson Jewelry.
Oh, okay.
She helps customers there speaking in English, and she's so much more confident now, and you can just see it on her face how comfortable she feels now.
Oh, yeah. Once you can master the language. Think about when you're traveling abroad, for example.
Mm.
If you know the language reasonably well, you're a lot better at getting around and ordering a meal and finding things and so forth and asking questions. It helps. It helps. It changes.
It does.
Changes the visit. So tell me, you offer just basic family literacy. What is that?
That's one of our special programs.
Okay.
This one, my executive director, she says, I wish I could just copy and paste this one everywhere. It's so special. But this one, basically, it's partnering with the Family Learning Center of Tyler, and that's in Douglas Elementary.
Mm-hmm.
And it's where these adult students that we're working with, they'll be in classes doing GED, English language services. While they're in class, we have their children in a daycare.
Oh, okay.
So that way, I mean, one of the main reasons I feel like most women don't go back and receive their education is because they have to stay with the family.
Exactly. I have kids to take care of. Yeah.
Exactly. And this gives them a reason. My kids will be safe. I know where they are. Uh-huh. It's free child care.
Yeah.
And I can continue learning.
Okay.
And this program, it's, I believe it's just it's a whole like semester work.
Mm-hmm.
But once a week, they'll come together, the parents and their children, and they'll learn together. So,
okay.
For example, if we had a student who was doing English language services and she was working on improving her English, during this time, she would go to her kid and read a children's book to them. And that's when our tutors would then step in and help them and make sure that they're reading the words correctly.
And that the child understands the words correctly.
Correct. It's not just, this one's good because it's not just focusing on the adult student. It's focusing on like their family, their legacy, just helping everybody with that one. But
so you can explain to the child who Cinderella is. And
exactly.
That works. How about workplace literacy? I'm guessing even more practical. I'm working with a bunch of people. They're saying things I don't completely understand. That sort of thing.
Yes. This one, it can be we either go to them or they come to us. So, for example, some places, I'm just going to use Goodwill as an example because we've partnered with them a lot.
Yeah.
If there's someone who's struggling and they don't have their GED at times, depending on, they can get paid for working while they're doing one of our classes on work time. So that's that partnership there.
Okay.
And the other ones would be, we would go to an organization and teach them a basic skill. Maybe if they're struggling with like Microsoft or Excel or even stuff like that, we'll go into the workplace and teach them that.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So your tutors will travel to the job to the job site.
Yes. Probably. I'm not sure, but probably within those six counties.
Well, we serve. Yeah. Wow. Okay. So family, workplace, getting you ready for your high school equivalency, getting you ready for college. What am I missing? I know you have. Tell me about the corporate spelling bee.
Oh, goodness.
What is, and
you got all day?
Go ahead. Because I'm probably not going to enter, but I. How does it work?
Okay, well, we just had our 34th. It was in August. It's at it was at Green Acres, and we get different organizations, different corporate organizations to sponsor, and they actually spell at the B. So,
okay.
Some main ones we've had would be Train, Squires, TJC. They'll put two of their people on.
I can spell Train. Okay.
Oh.
I can spell TJC.
There you go. They'll put two of their employees on stage and they'll be in the spelling contest.
How humiliating.
Yeah. That's how some people don't want to do it. They have to have internal competitions to see who does it.
Yeah, yeah.
But then.
Bill, you go do it. Yeah.
But we'll do that. It's not just your boring luncheon. It's a show, really.
Okay.
It's a game show.
And is this pretty much a fundraiser for the organization?
Yes.
Yeah.
The organizations that spell, they'll sponsor us to do it. And then if you want to come watch, there's a little bit of a fee. You can rent a table.
So you pay to be embarrassed.
You pay to be embarrassed, exactly.
You just do that once a year? Is that
once a year? Yeah,
okay.
That's our biggest one.
We'll have to wait a year for it. Yeah,
I'll send you the stuff. Don't worry.
Yeah, I'll pass it on to somebody here who can spell.
But yeah, we just had that last month, and we ended up raising over $85,000.
Wow.
And that goes directly to our programs.
Very cool. Very cool. We're almost out of time, Abby. If they want to find out more, what do they do?
Please go online to paveetx.org or just give us a call. We're always ready. It's 903-533-0330.
Okay. Abby, thank you so much.
Thank you.
I appreciate it. And thank you guys for listening. And this will be on our website Monday after it airs. So at any rate, call PAVE if you need help or if you know somebody who does.
Or if you're good at math.
Yes. Or if you can spell. We'll see you guys next week. Thanks.
In Focus is a weekly public affairs program featuring members of the local community working to make East Texas a better place. In Focus is produced by KTBB and the Team Sports Radio. And we thank you for listening. Join us again next week.